This is AgriPulse Drive Time for Monday, July 8th, brought to you by the American Farm Bureau Federation. Good afternoon. I'm Jeff Nally. Corn and soybean crop condition improved from last week as both crops continued to mature ahead of the average pace. USDA's crop progress and condition report this afternoon suggested both corn and soybean crops are rated 68% good to excellent. Both are up 1 point from last week's rating. 24% of the corn crop has begun the reproductive phase of crop development and is silking. That's 10 points better than the five-year average and 6 points better than last year at this time. 34% of soybean acres are blooming. That's 14% better than last week and 6 points better than the five-year average. Corn and soybean prices move lower at Chicago based on trade expectations for improved crop conditions. Remnants of Hurricane Beryl should also provide needed crop moisture to crops in the Delta and especially the Eastern Corn Belt. That added additional bearishness to corn, wheat, and soybean prices. September corn futures were down 4.2% at a fraction over $3.93 a bushel. December corn fell 3.9%. September soybeans were down 2.5%, 10.96 and a fraction. November futures were just shy of 2.7% lower at 10.99 and a half. Farmers' reluctance to sell corn and soybeans has resulted in higher than average on-farm stocks of both commodities. The latest USDA quarterly grain stocks report suggested farmers held over 60% of the nation's corn supply, the highest June 1 figure in 25 years. It's higher than the 10-year average of 52%. On-farm soybean supplies totaled 48%, the highest figure since 2006, higher than the 10-year average of 35%. Farmers in Illinois hold over 17% of the nation's corn supply, compared to an average of just over 15%. The nearly 5 billion bushel June 1st corn stocks figure and 970 million bushel soybean total will limit potential upside movement in crop prices as farmer sales kick in before the pending harvest. Public health officials in Colorado last week announced an adult man had tested positive for avian flu after reporting mild symptoms, including pink eye. The man worked with infected cattle and did recover after antiviral treatment. The infection is the fourth human case reported since avian flu was confirmed in cows in March. Colorado has reported more cases of infected dairy cattle in the past month than any other state. In a related event on Thursday at 12 Central, 1 Eastern, AgriPulse hosting a free webinar titled, What Happens When Animal Disease Crosses Boundaries? AgriPulse publisher Sarah Wyatt says this is an important and timely topic facing the nation's agriculture.
So we're going to be discussing how federal policies like the Farm Bill's National Animal Vaccine and Veterinary Countermeasures Bank, vaccine research, all the different efforts at USDA, what's happening right now to protect livestock and safeguarding the world's food supply, and what needs to happen in the future.
Wyatt says they have an outstanding list of panelists to discuss disease issues.
We're very pleased to have Senator Bozeman, who's a ranking member of the Senate Ag Committee, kick off the webinar. Also, Danielle Bickett-Weddle, who's a veterinary consultant, Doug Ensley, who's with Boehringer Ingelheim, Jamie Jonker, National Milk Producers Federation, and Jonathan Zack, who's with USDA APHIS. So it's an all-star lineup for a free webinar this Thursday, and everybody can sign up by going to www.agra-pulse.com and look on the right side of the website and click on that, and registration is free.
Registration for the webinar is free. Today's Drive Time is brought to you by the American Farm Bureau Federation. Farmers have the right to repair their own equipment thanks to a series of memorandums of understanding between the American Farm Bureau Federation and major agricultural machinery manufacturers, including John Deere, Case IH, New Holland, Kubota, and AGCO. Learn more at fb.org/right to repair. Well, that's all for today's AgriPulse Drive Time. For more agriculture, trade, food, environment, and regulatory news, visit AgriPulse.com. For AgriPulse, I'm Jeff Nally.